people were decrying the telegraph in the 19th century because it caused information to move too fast and the truth can't handle the speed, as it were. And, well, that's only gotten worse, right? I mean, now instead of just, you know, words being sent as electrical pulses across across wires, it's, you know, now we're flinging pictures and video and audio and God knows what else. We're doing that without even a second thought. And so, you know, I'm sure people are decrying that as well. I haven't found any articles on it, but, you know, it wouldn't surprise me. But here's what I think the issue is. It's not even because every technology, you know, has a potential of disrupting something else or augmenting something that we're already doing. But it upsets a lot of the status quo, and people have issues with that. But here's what I think is really dangerous. I think that the rate of change is actually going to be a huge problem. And at some point, people like me will not be able to keep up. As it is, I focus on a few specific areas to focus on because there's so much going on that I can't possibly keep track of it all. And there's so much more information just out there to find that, you know, I could go down one rabbit hole and you know, read enough information that I would never need to come out of it. But we're not there yet. But I think it's an area of concern is how can we slow down the rate of change so that normal people can potentially keep up, or, you know, maybe we need to, I won't say freeze the technology, but maybe we need to, slow things down just a little bit so that the normal people can catch up. I'm a tech douchebag. And so I spend some of my time tracking some of these issues. And so I tracking the new stuff. And even I guess I'm getting kind of cynical because I see a lot of this stuff and I just go, yeah, I've seen that. So it's the rate of change. And yeah, I mean, I'm just trying to imagine like a normal person that has never had a smartphone before gets a smartphone and then is told less than 2 years later that they need to get a new one because their battery died or whatever. And so they might get a completely different interface in the 2 years. They've already figured out the one they have. Now you've got to migrate to the new one. How are you going to be able to do that? And unless you're staying within the Apple ecosystem, I don't see a real good way to do that. So now you have this issue, and even Apple changes their operating system yearly. So, I mean, what's a normal person to do when, the technology changes faster than they can keep up with? I guess, those of us who can keep up, won't be short of jobs anytime soon, but it is something to be concerned about.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.